I am Jose Luis Herrera. I initially got into art because I thought artists were kind of cool and I wanted to be one. But like all serious relationships, once I got past the honeymoon phase, I realized that art was extremely challenging. I no longer found the process relaxing, rather it became extremely annoying and frustrating. But through my initial flirtation with art, I found I had an inner desire to express my ideas through the creation of physical forms. I came to art through a potter's background. Plates, cups, teapots, vases, and pitchers. At one point or another, I made them. Never exceptional, but I made them. In the summer of 2015, I began to feel constrained by the available methods of communication and expression found in functional forms and by the references and history associated with functional pottery. As a result, I began to push the forms of my work by reducing them. I became inspired by the minimalist movement of the 1960s in America and was consumed with making fundamental circular forms. The minimalist obsession with reducing the form in order to rid it of all outside references became an obsession of mine. The geometric qualities, industrial look, and monumentality found in minimalist work became objectives that I strove for. However, recently I have begun to make my work through a more organic sculptural process, still rooted in a fixation on form, and to accept that the form can be seen as referential. The work process has taught me that we understand the world through our bodies, and as a result, we usually bring bodily references to art. We often see the human form, a head, a limb, a torso. In my process, I repeat action. I add, subtract, and manipulate clay. I start with multiple pieces of wedge clay that I see as centers of mass and join them together, adding, subtracting, and rearranging until I believe the whole piece is silent, sensual, active, united, and monumental. The different adjectives I use to describe my work are at times at odds with each other, but art allows paradoxes. This is one of its beauties. Some of my pieces evoke stillness, while others evoke action. Some share both qualities. Some pieces are rough, while others appear to have a skin stretched over them, but they are all part of the same body of work. I have many heroes in the art world, heroes that I both emulate and hope to surpass. Peter Vokes, Paul Solner, Ken Price, John Mason, Henry Moore, Jean Arp, Richard Serra, Tony Smith, and Robert Morris. I find it ironic that they are all white males. I expect the audience will understand the work through its relationships with their own bodies, inherently seen bodily in everyday references in the sculptures. However, I hope that when the viewer looks at it, they maintain an open mind to the factual physicality of the object and its physical form.